The Gemara Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, records the following episode. Amayma Mazutra V'Ravashi Iklu Limbustan Debei Mar Bar Esek. Amayma Mazutra V'Ravashi came to the field that was owned by Mari Bar Esek. Aisa Arise, so Mari Bar Esek's Arise. We know the definition of an arise is a sharecropper who's paid with a percentage. He gets a percentage of the fruit that grows that he takes care of. And I see Tamar Rimoni, I see the arise came and he brought figs and pomegranates, Vishadi Kamayu, and put it in front of them. So Ran right away tells us that this entire discussion in the Gemara only took place because he was an Oris. And an Oris who gets a share of the fruit, that's why they were assuming they were eating from his fruit. And that's what happened. A Meimer of Ashi ate from the fruit, Mazutra Loyachal, but Mazutra did not want to eat from the fruit. Adahochi, meanwhile, Asa Mar Ba'asi came, Eshkechinu, and he found them, Ramalei Larisei, and he told his Oris, Amailo Isis Leila Rabbanan Mahanach Shapirta, why didn't you bring the rabbanim from better fruit, Amalei, Amemi Ravashi l'mazutra. So Amemi Mazutra said, Ravashi said to Mazutra, Hashta Amai lo yochamal. Certainly you should eat now. In other words, as the Rishonim explained, Amemi Ravashi felt comfortable in eating because they were sure that the Oris brought them food that belonged to him. As we said a moment ago, the Oris is entitled to a percentage of the fruit. The Ritva has a different approach. The Ritva approach was, and we'll speak about this more in the coming shiur, that they were certain that Mari Bar Esek was very satisfied that these great Talmid Chachamim would be more than happy that he should eat, that they should eat from his fruit. The Ran quotes the Rashba, that was the minig in those times, that when Talmid Chachamim would come, the Oris would give them fruit to eat. The Shita explains, maybe not all guests, but certainly the minig was that when Talmidei Chachamim came, they were given food. So Meimer Rav Ashi was saying to Mazutra, you see, we had every right to eat from this fruit, because Mari Bar Esek now is saying to us, of course, you should have, he's telling the Oris, you should have even given better fruit. Amai lo yachamar. For Tanya, as we learned in the previous Gemara, that's how this episode comes into our Gemara, im nintzu yofes mehem, if somebody was appointed to be a shliach, to take truma, and the shliach did as he was asked, and he took the truma, and the owner then tells him, when he sees what he did, kalach etzel yofes, you should have taken better. So the halach indeed is amnimtsu yofs mehem. If indeed there are better fruits available, trumasa truma. Because we see that he was very satisfied with what happened here. So here too, shouldn't this statement that Mari Bar Esek is now making clearly an indication that we had every right to eat this fruit? Amalai, so Zutra told them, Hachi Amar Rabba, Ella lo amru. When did Chazal tell us this halacha? By klach etzayofis. Ella in truma bavad from the mitzvah v'nichalei. This individual is appointed to be a shliach to take the truma, and the owner is very satisfied that Baruch Hashem, this person is taking good produce as truma, and that's why it's acceptable. Aval hocha, but in Al Gemara, it's not that Mariba Esek really is happy that we should be eating his fruit. Shem Ksufasudam Achi. He only said this because he was embarrassed, but he didn't really mean, he wasn't really comfortable with us eating from his fruit. So here we have a discussion amongst the Paiskim. If somebody is given something only out of embarrassment, is that really considered a gift? It seems the Mazutra was concerned that if somebody says something only because he's embarrassed into saying it, it should not be considered as if he really meant it and that we should be allowed to eat what he's allowed to use it. The Gemara Masechta Gedushin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, teaches us that Rava says, HaMekadishas Isha B'dover Shloi Shel Chaver Shloi Midiyasai. If somebody uses an object owned by someone else to affect a Kedushin Shloi Midiyasai without the person who owns this object's knowledge, Einem Mekadoshim. And the Gemara continues that even if the owner of this object ultimately becomes aware of that this his object was used to affect the Kedushin is still not a valid Kedushin, because we say that the only reason he agreed was because he was embarrassed. Says Rashi, there in the Gemara, Divrei Maskel Elo, when the Gemara says that the Kedushin is not effective, what the Gemara means to say is it only means retroactively we say the Kedushin is not effective. Because we're saying that what he meant is only for the future. He isn't saying that I was okay when you took it originally. The Ritva disagrees. And Ritva says that no, that certainly Lamafreya, certainly retroactively the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. The Gemara, Rava means to say that even Mikanola Habo, the Kedushin is not a Kedushin, because we assume that the only reason the person agreed to this Kedushin is because he was embarrassed. So the Beis Shmu and Evin Ezer, Simon Chav Ches Sif Kotten Mem Dalet, asks, isn't Al Gemara, the act of Mazutra, a raya against Rashi? Because Mazutra, as we just learned, refused to eat the fruit even after Mari Bar Esa came and said, I'm okay with you eating the fruit. Because Mari Bar Esa was concerned that Mari Bar Esa only said it because he was embarrassed. Says Rav Shmuel Rav Zosky in answering this question, that's not that Rashi is going to learn that Mari Bar Esek refusal to eat the fruit was only a midas chassidus. Certainly, according to Rashi's understanding, al pidin he was allowed to eat the fruit. Al pidin he was allowed to eat the fruit because the person made the statement, "I'm okay with you eating the fruit." The Shari Tshuva and Shar Gimel, Ois Mem Gimel, tells us, Im Yichsoif Odom Shim Chaloi Chaveroi Soda Oy Kerem O Echem Echveitzev. If somebody really wants that somebody should sell him something, an object or a property, V'loi Yesh Es Nav Shalim Gachroi, but the seller really is not interested in selling, V'm Yivtzba Baroif Tachnunim Yovish Lash Upon him. But if you really badges him, he's embarrassed. Also, if it's a boy, you're not allowed to beg him. ki gzek ma hechruch vo oinam. Va'achoymid lukachas kol chefetz. Somebody really wants to buy something. V'ish nechbad, and the buyer is a choshva person. Shim yishol she'ela or panav lo yapilin. He's the kind of person that if he's going to ask for something, it's hard to say no to him. Also lishom imreyu mekech omazis. You can't ask him to sell you something or give you a gift. Bilti imyeda, unless you know for sure. Kinosan yitein loy benefesh chafetzoy. Unless you can be sure that he's really interested in giving it to you. And the Sefer Chassidim in Simon Shenta Zion says that this is even worse than Gezel. If you force somebody or you cause somebody to be uncomfortable to sell you something that he really doesn't want to. And he says it again in Simon Elif Mem Beis. If you eat something from you have an offer from somebody, and the person really wasn't interested in you taking this item, it's like eating from gezel. And that's why Mazutra certainly Mimidas Chassidus didn't want to partake of this food, because he was concerned that Marba Asik really wasn't interested in giving it to him. And I saw a very interesting tshuva in the Chashukei Chemet. He discusses the following shaila. He speaks about a situation where it was Yom Kippur and there was someone in the shul who bought mafta yoina. This person bought mafta yoina and he comes to mincha when we're going to lay mafta yoina and he sees that his Rebbe is there. And he's certainly embarrassed to not give his Rebbe the mafta yoina that he bought. How could I take mafta yoina with my Rebbe sitting here? And the question is, should the Rebbe take mafta yoina or not? So he says that if the Rebbe is certain or quite certain that the only reason this person was mechabed him with mafta yoina was because he was embarrassed, so then the person should not go off for aliyah. And then he says a tremendous chiddush. He says the Mishnah Berura in Simen Kuf Lametes Sif Katan Aleph paskins that if somebody was called up for an aliyah, he has to go up. He says, the Chazal teach us, Gimel Dvorim Mikatsrim Yomav Shal Odom. Vechemhem, Mishinoysen Loi Sefer Torah Likros Venikara. One of the ways that a person, Chas V'Sholem, is not going to have a Riches Yomim is if somebody is called up for an aliyah and he doesn't go up. So we see how serious it is not to accept an aliyah when you're called up. Says the Chashukei Chemet, in this situation where he's not going up for aliyah because he's certain that the only reason he was asked to go up for aliyah is because the person who bought the aliyah is embarrassed not to give it to him, he shouldn't go up for aliyah. In fact, he quotes a Shail Satshuva's Torah Lishma, Simen Tuf Chav Ches, that if somebody was called up for an aliyah, and the meaning, as in many shuls, is that people donate staka by Mishaberach when they get an aliyah, and this person is unable to do so, he'll be embarrassed, even though it's so serious to refuse to go up to aliyah, here he shouldn't go up for aliyah.
And he quotes the story, the Chashukei Chemetz quotes the story of the Chavetz Chaim, that one time in his city, there was only one Esrog. And he refused to take it because he was concerned that if he'll take the Esrog, there was another Talmud Chacham in town and he'll be embarrassed that the Chavetz Chaim is having an Esrog for the Nanuim and not he. So we see, he says, that if it's going to cause somebody an embarrassment, even if it involves a mitzvah, avoid, you don't have to do the mitzvah. And the Raya is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was asked by Hashem to go to Mitzrayim, to be the one to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. But he said, let Aaron do it. How could he refuse HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The reason he could refuse HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because if it involves embarrassing someone, don't do it. And he in fact concludes that when the stipler was older and he was difficult for him to walk up steps, the people in his neighborhood, this Tamidim, paved the road that a car should be able to get up right to the door of his home. And he says that the stipler never used that path. The reason the stipler never used that path is because he was concerned that perhaps it was built without everybody in the community really being satisfied with it. Maybe some people were bothered that there was this new path and they were embarrassed to say so because it was being built for the stipler. And in a situation where it involves embarrassment to another person, and that's why they only did it because they had to do it, and therefore he never wanted to go on that road.